Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
It is 24 years to the day since the September 11th 9/11 attacks on the World Trade Center in New York. And every year this anniversary is marked by a lovely commemoration. It's in Kinsale's Garden of Remembrance. And this year, something very special. The Fire Department of New York is going to present a piece of steel from the ruins of the Twin Towers there. One of the firefighters who survived the attacks incredibly, and he worked on the recovery of remains phase, is Danny Manning. Now, he's retired now, but his family all hail from the Kinsale area. He's back home there today, and he's on the phone from Kinsale in County Cork. Good morning to you, Danny.
Good morning. Good morning, Oliver. Good morning to you and all your listeners in throughout the country from here in beautiful Cork, rebel country. And I am in Kinsale at my friend's hotel, the White House in Kinsale.
It's the right place to be, isn't it? You're a man born in Queens in New York. You're pure New Yorker.
I am. I'm first generation American. My father is from Minishannon in Cork here, and my mother is Kitty O'Sullivan from Tralee, where I have all my family still to this day. All my family and cousins are throughout Inishannon, Bandon, Kinsale, Old Head, Blarney, Dunmanway. So all the folks here in from my father's side of the family in Cork, as well as my Kerry family from Tralee, Killarney, Kilflynn, Listowel, we're all over the place.
You've got loyalty. You'll be well aware of the two counties and how they clash on occasion, but you've got loyalties to both sides.
I'm well aware of that. Growing up in a Cork-Kerry household was fun at times.
Tell us about your career in the New York Fire Department. When did you join? How far ago?
I joined on April 7th, 1979, a day you never forget when you join.
Wow. Something you always wanted to do with your life.
Yes, I became a firefighter because many of my friends were, and I saw how much they loved the job, the passion that they had for it, and the purpose that it served. And it's something that I said I would really enjoy doing myself. And to this day, I'm blessed to have been a New York City firefighter.
What was the job like? You worked in very busy areas, didn't you, around Brooklyn? It was every day. It was a tough job.
At times it was, for sure. I did work in very busy areas. I started out in Brooklyn, as you mentioned, in a company called 257 Engine. And I finished my career up in Spanish Harlem at 43 Truck in Spanish Harlem. As I said, we were called El Barrio's Bravest. And we were busy, very busy. And that's where I wanted to be. I wanted to be in the busy houses. And fortunately, I was able to be. And I learned the job from many, many distinguished and so knowledgeable firefighters that are able to pass on their experience to me, because experience matters, especially when you work in the busy areas.
24 years ago, you're at the height of your service to the city. Were you living in Manhattan as well?
I was. I was living in Manhattan at the time with my wife, Mary Ellen, and my children, Daniel and Megan. And not far from the towers, actually. Not far from the towers,
really?
Where we live in Manhattan, in lower Manhattan.
You weren't on duty that day until, obviously, what happens occurs just before 9 a.m. on a beautiful sunny day, September 2001.
Correct. I was at home, actually. I was off duty that day. I was sitting at home with my wife, Mary Ellen, and it was a pure, beautiful, clear sky day, just like it is today here in Cork. Not a cloud in the sky. So I was sitting at home until my wife actually was watching the TV, and I heard a screech, and I came running out. I said, "What's the matter?" And she said, "A plane has just hit the Twin Towers." She was off that day as well. She worked for United Airlines, and she would be working down there at the office in the towers. So fortunately, she was off that day as well. And we thought at first it was a small plane that went astray, went out of control, because it was, like I said again, a clear, beautiful sky day. And so that's what we thought it was, until we saw the second plane hit the TV, on the TV in the towers, and we said, okay, I just got up and left the room at that point.
And as the firefighter in you run towards the danger, don't you, while everyone else is getting away from it. Where exactly did you go?
Well, Mary Helen looked at me and says, where are you going? I said, I went and just got dressed. And I said, this is no longer an accident. We're under attack. And they're going to need everybody they can down there. So I got dressed and ran down to the highway and flagged down one of the emergency cars going down the road, which was right outside our apartment. And we headed down to the towers. And then the beautiful day turned into a tragic day as the day went on and on.
When the towers come down, you're directly under the path of the debris and the rubble coming down from hundreds of stories. How on earth do you survive?
Well, what I often have said to people, that day, no matter how much experience you had, knowledge, working in busy companies, or et cetera, none of that experience did any good that day, because it was just a matter of luck which way you ran. Some fellows would have ran left and been okay. Some fellows would have ran right, and we might not have ever seen them again. So all the experience in the world didn't much good that day. It was just a matter of luck, and I was able to dive under a truck, and the rubble came down and got me under the truck. Thankfully, is where I survived. But I had no air pack. I had nothing with me that day. I just had myself, and luckily I was able to survive that and continue on after I got back from the hospital. We did search and rescue. We were looking for people.
Kept working, yeah.
Yeah, because what was kind of strange is that it was an eerie silence there in the beginning. And then all of a sudden, all you heard was the alarms and some screeching, but papers flying through the air. But the debris was down, and it was just one big cloud of dust throughout Manhattan.
It's just, it's unbelievable.
Thousands of people running and running to the water to get on boats. Thousands of people running in every direction. The poor misfortunate peoples that had experienced that.
Desperate. And of course, your own colleagues as well. And I know you're remembering the 343 who died that day and the ones who've died since. How does this link with Kinsale then begin, and why you're there again today?
Well, it links with Kinsale in the way that there was a nurse named Kathleen Murphy. She worked at Lenox Hill Hospital in Manhattan, and she was there for over 40 years. And she had a great care for all of us. We would often be taken there after fires. Mm-hmm. And she became a dear friend of Father Michael Judge, our chaplain. So she was a woman who just deeply cared about helping people. And what happened after the events and after 9/11, she decided to plant 343 trees on her garden here in Ringfinnan. And Ringfinnan is right outside of Kinsale. And she planted them on her own property, of her own doing, her own means. And on each tree is the name of a firefighter who died that day and his company he was in when he died. And it all started with her.
It's a beautiful idea. Beautiful idea.
She wanted to memorialize the people that she, in a sense, served.
And tell us, Danny, what's going to happen this evening at this Garden of Remembrance in Kinsale?
This evening, we have many people coming from around Kinsale. We have many firefighters that are here from New York. We have firefighters from throughout Ireland. Everybody's coming, many elected officials as well throughout, and are coming for a ceremony that we will be holding at 5:30. And at the garden, it's open to the public, and people from all over come for this. Now, this ceremony is held every year, whether it is firefighters from New York or not, thanks to the good people of Kinsale, who don't forget as well. You know, we have a saying in the fire department, I'll never forget, our 343. Mm-hmm. Post 9/11, I might add, since that, which many people do not know, 409 of us have passed away post 9/11 because of diseases and what happened to them that day.
Related illnesses.
Recovery for months.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we far eclipsed now the 343 we lost, 60 of which, by the way, should be noted, 60 of those fellows were off duty that day like myself.
Right.
And they didn't have to go down there.
It's wonderful to hear your story, Danny, and fair play to you and well done for remembering your colleagues who died on the day and afterwards with all the honour and dignity you're showing this morning, which is much lacking in the world, I think, today. But to let people know, the FDNY 9/11 Guard of Remembrance in Kinsale, County Cork, that memorial ceremony at 5:30 this evening, and it's open to the public. Danny Manning, thanks so much.
You're welcome. If I might say one last thing, tonight in New York, at sundown, we have our sundown ceremony, which is always held by the pipes and drums. The people of New York have not forgotten. They never forget, and neither have the people of Ireland. So we thank you all very much for all your remembrance.
Well said.
We appreciate it.
Thanks, Danny. Take care.